You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
Yes, welcome, and my name is Rob, and this is episode 890, creeping up on 900, which is very exciting, and we have you to thank for that, so appreciate you guys very, very much.
We really do appreciate that. Also appreciate all the support you've been giving us, and just for some quick errands, or housekeeping, as they would say, we do have a mapping training coming up here in Austin, Texas. What's the dates for our mapping training? There, Rob, do you remember?
Ooh, 9th through the 11th, maybe?
I think you are correct. I think you are correct.
Let's double check that.
I'm pretty sure you're right. So in this course, if you've been wanting to get into drone mapping, this is one of the few classes that deep dives into the Pix4D software. We're going to go over the entire workflow through and through. We're going to go over multiple examples. We're going to go over how to eliminate error, how to eliminate ellipsoid error. We're going to showcase how you can edit your maps using three separate tools for point cloud editing. We're going to show you orthomosaic editing. We're going to show you DSM editing, creating new surfaces. We'll also show you how to get volumetric measurements and so much more, including how to use GCPs and how to properly input your GCP data into your map. And then the ultimate way of checking the accuracy of your maps. But on top of that, because you can learn all of those things at other places, probably Pix4D itself, but what you get beyond that is very different because we actually go into the acquisition side of mapping. We're going to go over four separate examples to showcase not only the basic ways of getting good drone maps, but some of the more advanced techniques, utilizing things like free flight mode to get great facade detail in areas that drone mappers typically have very, very hard times with. So instead of learning the hard way of mapping things and sending your data to a client or mapping things and then trying to process it yourself, lower your learning curve by at least a year and come check out this class. Just go to droneu.education down in our events section and sign up for the Austin class today. This is gonna be a class you don't wanna miss. And by the way, if the Phantom 4 Pro RTK is available, we will probably attempt to use one. So I don't know if they're gonna be out by then, to be honest with you. If you remember the 210s and the Mavic, it took like a month or two, so.
Yeah, and like we talked about in the last show, you gotta do some testing and make sure that it would be worthy of being part of a class.
True, but if you wanna know how to create survey grade maps anyway, you can literally go there and try it out. And I challenge you to give your map to a surveyor and ask him what he thinks. So
exciting stuff. All right.
Oh, also, sorry. What we're adding to that class that I hadn't added before was deliverables. So we're going to go over a couple deliverables. So you know how to use the software, but what if you're doing a certain type of job? What deliverable do you need to output to the client? So we're going to go over that in detail. We may even add an extra day. I don't know. We kind of talked about that, but I'm going to go over at least two deliverables and we'll talk about adding an extra day just for deliverables because this software is deep, guys.
Absolutely. I'm sure you could fill a couple of days.
And by the way, so what happens if you go to this class and you're like, I'm not sure I could keep up with Paul for 3 days? Good news. We just recorded the last San Diego class and we're eliminating our intermediate mapping class that was done because frankly, I'm disappointed in us. I'm disappointed that we didn't do a better job to be more concise and also go deeper in a lot of these things. We've learned so much and we want to share that information with you. So that's why we recorded our last San Diego class, which was our new curriculum of drone mapping. And it's actually using a lot of, you know, Pix4D stuff. We're really happy to be, you know, partnering with Pix4D.
So. Right. So the point of that is that you would have access to that class post Austin because you get 90 days free pro drone you access with your paid Austin class.
So if you're like having trouble, you forgot something, you didn't keep up in class, good news, the class is going to be available for you to watch and we're using the exact same curriculum. So where else are you going to find that? Let me answer that for you. Nowhere. So go to droneu.education today to check it out.
Now I was going to say one last thing. And then when you have questions, you can hop into the DroneU community and there's mappers in there that can help you answer those questions too. So lots of great resources for you guys. Let's play a question.
Hi fellas. Thanks for the show. My name is Ryan Fox and I'm a drone pilot and software developer. So I work a lot with image and video processing. A lot of your episodes have advice for pilots looking to grow their businesses. I was wondering if you have any ideas for coming from the other direction, as a developer, how to find pilots and businesses that could use software. A lot of things are possible, like VR, AR, machine learning or computer vision applications, integrating with or scripting apps like Pix4D or Drone Deploy, or automating data import or upload or processing workflows. I currently run a video processing app at dronestable.com, just an example of what custom software can do. I'd appreciate any advice you have on finding people who need help. Thanks again. Bye.
Very interesting. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate the question. And if you have a question like Ryan did, go to askdroneu.com. We would love to hear from all of you. This is definitely a direction that we've not heard from prior, which is really cool.
No, it is really cool. In fact, I'd like to have him work on something for DroneU if you want to know the truth. I think, so he's asking about a couple trends in software. Is that right? Would you agree with that question?
Well, I think what he's asking, there's probably something there, but he's also saying, okay, I developed software that can help drone pilots, kind of coming from the other direction. Instead of telling drone pilots how to go get business, how can I reach out to the drone pilots? Where do I go? How do I kind of introduce them to what I'm doing?
Yeah.
So it's still kind of a marketing sales question. It's just from a different direction. It's going after the pilots instead of the pilots going after business, which is cool. It's an interesting perspective.
It is a very interesting perspective. Well, first of all, to cover a couple of software trends I think we're seeing. Number one, there's a big software trend in augmented reality and public safety. So we're seeing new applications that when drone pilots fly specifically for search and rescue or for fire departments or for public safety of any kind, we're seeing that augmented reality is now overlaying street information and street maps onto the video. So if someone's doing crowd monitoring, if someone's doing a building overlook or just scouting a building for hotspots, they can give cardinal directions. They can give directions in corner points. What am I trying to say here? In cross streets. Jeez, I can't talk. And there's really a lot of value to that for search and rescue. In addition, there's other softwares that are really getting into analytics and giving drone companies analytics. But as we saw with AirWare, that's probably not the best idea right now. Where are we seeing other software developments? Gosh, there's so much going on right now. A lot of software is going into helping streamline the workflow for a lot of these drone mapping applications, for drone mapping in general. I think that there's also applications and software applications that we're seeing today. Gosh, I mean, there's...
Well, what he's doing... To give him a plug, thank you again for the question, but dronestable.com, it's pretty cool concept where you send in your unstable footage and they will stabilize it for you. So that's kind of a cool concept.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that actually could probably help a lot of people. Well, he just got free advertising. We should send him a bill. Anyway, so long story short, I think the way that he can reach out to pilots is probably, you know, I don't want to toot our own horn here, but again, I think that... I really believe that the DroneU community is one of the best groups on Facebook, but if he's not a member, he can't get access to that. So what would be second best? I think Facebook groups are probably a good way for you to go finding pilots. You're going to have a hard time vetting them and understanding who's good and who's not. But I would say that, you know, it's probably a good place to go. I think another thing that would really help him would probably be the drone stock video groups as people are trying to get mm-hmm. smoother footage. This would probably be good for them.
Maybe market in one of those venues somehow on those sites if they allow for that.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, you know, he's a savvy guy. He's developing software, but he's going to know about SEO. But I think obviously drones is a huge opportunity through Google, through SEO, a lot of people doing it. So
maybe he needs to write an article about how he can solve the problem of crappy footage that you already paid for from someone and don't have enough money to hire another pilot.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's not even going after the pilot. That's going after the end user, mm-hmm. which is a whole nother market, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool.
It is.
Yeah. What came to mind for me was the same thing, and that is the Facebook groups. There's a lot of them out there. And, you know, the other thing would be the forums. The Phantom Forums, some of mm-hmm. those places you might, I know they do advertising and marketing on some of those, so that might be an opportunity for you as well. But all kinds of opportunity out there, really. Call into more shows.
Yeah.
Ask more questions like this.
True.
Talk about what you're doing.
True. Man, this is I just looked at the mapping class page that you did because I was just like, man, I wonder how many days are left. 20 days left, and I have to say you did add a lot of the good information into these mapping classes. Should get some of those pictures. I should send you pictures to put up on here. I've got some great ones. So
San Diego pictures?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Yep. Anyway, that is going to do it for our question today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. And a big special thank you. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Thank you for sending in questions. Thank you for supporting the community and the industry. Thank you for being positive and grateful. We appreciate it as much as anyone else. Probably more, actually. We really do appreciate it. Thank you again from us at DroneU. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.